We're going to start on Dalet Amud Aleph. We're up to the Gemara Itmor Shabbos V'Yom Tov. So we're going to continue with some of the laws that we learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah about an egg that was laid either on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Anyway, according to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to use the egg. We had various different reasons, but the bottom line is the Mishnah says that according to Beis Hillel, an egg that was laid on Yom Tov, the same thing if it was laid on Shabbos, it would be prohibited. You can't eat it that day, you have to eat it the next day. So here we learned a memra. Itmar, whenever we have opinions of the Amiroim of the later generation, it starts with Itmar. So we learned in this memra, called a memra, that Itmar, that Shabbos v'Yom Tov, that if you have Shabbos and Yom Tov, which means they are next to each other. So first you have Shabbos, and then Yom Tov that follows. Or you have Yom Tov and Shabbos follows. Either way, well, the memory says Shabbos and Yom Tov follows. The issue is, what happens with the egg that was laid on Shabbos? We know we can't use it on Shabbos, that's what it says. But what about Yom Tov, the Yom Tov that follows? Is the Yom Tov that follows, are you allowed to use the egg or not? And Rashi says, Shabbos v'Yom Tov. So Shabbos v'Yom Tov means hasmuchim, that next to each other. That means that Yom Tov comes after Shabbos. But Rashi says, v'hu adin, the same thing is true, the Yom Tov is Shabbos. The same thing would be true the other way around. If first came Yom Tov and then Shabbos. So we have a disagreement. Can you use it on the following day? If the following day is a Shabbos or the following day is a Yom Tov, if it was born. If it was laid the day before. Rav Omar, Rav says, Noilda bazeh, asura bazeh. If it was laid on one of them, it's prohibited on the other one. Rav Yechon Omar, and Rav Yechon says, Noilda bazeh, mutares bazeh. If it was born on one, it's permitted on the other one. So, what's the argument over here? What's the rationale? Whether if it was laid on the day before, can you use it the next day? That's, we have a disagreement. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry, there's some grandchildren in the background over here. Sorry about that. Yeah. Well, in this case, no. We'll see. In this case, it doesn't make a difference. Let's see what the Gemara thinks and what the Gemara is going to. The Gemara originally thinks that the reason for the prohibition is because when a Shabbos follows Yom Tov or Yom Tov follows Shabbos, it becomes like one continuous Yom Tov or one continuous Shabbos. If you don't have a weekday in between, it continues, it becomes like one Kedusha. If you can't eat the egg on Shabbos, and then automatically you can't eat it on Yom Tov, because the Yom Tov continues the Shabbos, or vice versa. The Shabbos continues Yom Tov, Yom Tov Shabbos. So that really would mean that's called Kedusha Achas. That means it's one sanctity. If you can't eat it on the Yom Tov, you can't eat it the Shabbos that follows. You can't eat it on Shabbos, you can't eat it on the Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, Neima, shall we say? The Gemara is saying, Kosova Rav, why does Rav say that it is prohibited? That Kedusha Achasi, that this is really one Kedusha. The Yom Tov that follows Shabbos, or Shabbos follows Yom Tov, is one Kedusha. What does it mean in one Kedusha? Kedusha Achasi, Arihem Kiyoim Echad Oruch. It's like one long day. So, the Shabbos and Yom Tov, you know, those of us that we have these 3-day Yom Tov sometimes, oh, it looks so stretched out, it looks like a long, say, long Yom Tov. So here, 2 days is also a long Yom Tov. So we're saying it's a long Yom Tov, meaning it's not too separate, you can't divide it up. The Yom Tov that follows Shabbos is just a continuation of Shabbos. And the other way around as well. So, if you're going to say that's the reason why, if it was late on Shabbos, you can't eat on Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is just at a continuation of the Shabbos. But the Gemara says, V'homa Rav. But didn't Rav say, Halocha karbo zekenim v'alib d'Rabbi Elozer. The Omar Shtei Kiddush Hashem. Rav very clearly states that the ruling remains like the four elders, as discussed over there. And according to Rabbi Elozer, the way there's different interpretation of what the four elders said, he rules like the four elders according to the way Rabbi Elozer said they said. The bottom line is, Arbos Kenim Alib Rabbi Elozer. So Rashi, this is Be'erivin Be'pere Kol Ma'arvin Daflam Chesom Et Beis. Rashi gives you the reference where it's from, the source. But in any event, what is the halacha? The Omar Shtei Kiddushas. He says there's Kiddushas. We had it before, we're talking about Erevin. What happens if on Shabbos you can only walk 2,000 amos within the boundary, the Tchum Shabbos. That's called the Be'er Shabbos. So let's say in the city, outside of the city limits, you can walk only 2,000 amos. What happens if a person wants to walk 4,000 amos outside of the city limits? He can put an Erev Tchum in what's called 2,000 amos towards the east, let's say, right? So then his place of resting is considered to be not in the city but 2,000 amos out of the city. He basically extended the boundaries of the city to where he put the Erev. And then he can walk to the other side another 2,000 amos. So he gets 4,000 amos. Now you can't walk in both directions. You can't extend it. If you extend it to the east, you can't extend it to the west. Only one direction, because we consider the place where you put the Erev, that's the place where you are staying. So you can have 2,000 amos from there. But you don't have, you actually lose. You don't even have 2,000 amos the other way, because your place is considered to be outside of the city in the other direction. But he rules over there that if it is Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can have on Shabbos, you can have one Erev to the east, and on the Yom Tov, or on the second day, you have an Erev to the west, because these are not the same day. You can make them differently. One day you can walk 4,000 amos to the east, and the next day you can walk 4,000 amos to the west, because the Shabbos and the Yom Tov that follow are two separate things. So the Gemara's kasha is, how could we say that Rav says that it's prohibited? Because it's considered to be Kedusha Achas, one sanctity. But Rav doesn't rule like that. Rav says Beferish, he specifically says that it's two Kedushas. So that's not the reason why, if the egg was laid on Shabbos, we shouldn't be able to eat it on Yom Tov, because it's one Kiddusha, because Rav doesn't hold that. And this halacha is brought down in the name of Rav. Rav doesn't hold that it's two Kiddushas. So the Gemara says there's another reason. The machlokes between Rav and Rav Yochanan is arguing b'achona de Rav. So in our case, this egg was laid on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. And the question is, are you allowed to prepare from Shabbos to the next Yom Tov? Which means, normally preparing, meaning a person is not allowed to prepare, do something that he does. In this case, we're saying that the Eibishter prepared it. the person doesn't lay the eggs. The Eibishter makes it that the egg is laid today. You didn't prepare anything. But it ends up being that how are we eating an egg on the Yom Tov that followed the Shabbos? Oh, God prepared for you an egg. He prepared you the egg on Shabbos, you can eat it on Yom Tov. Is that preparation something which is prohibited? So that's the machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yechon.
They're saying that if God prepared it, it's a question.
No, that's okay. But Friday is allowed to prepare for the weekday. Actually, we learn from there.
But if God prepared something for you to have on Shabbos or on Yom Tov.
Yeah. Well, you can't, but on Shabbos itself, you can't have it. And you want to have it on the next day. But if it came from God on Shabbos, you can't have it the next Yom Tov. Because God prepared it for you and you can't have it next Yom Tov. You find it astounding that God gives you something and then you're not allowed to use it.
Yeah.
If He gave it to you, why shouldn't He be able to use it?
Right.
Yeah, He gave it to you, but He gave it to you to have it after Shabbos. Well, you go along with Rabbi Yochanan. We'll see what the halacha is. They're arguing about the Chonah de Rabbah. Let's see what the Rashi says. Chonah de Rabbah. What is Chonah de Rabbah? The Omar, Chonah b'dei Shomayim mitasra miyom tov l'Shabbos. That if it was prepared by the hands of Hashem, it's prohibited from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Why? Because the Suda Shabbos Boi Hazmona Miyem Chol Megzeres HaKosuf. The Torah wants the Shabbos should be prepared from a weekday. Shabbos Chinu Asher Yaviu. A weekday needs to prepare for Shabbos, not a Yom Tov day for Shabbos. It works the other way too, from Yom Tov to Shabbos, as we see clearly in this halacha. I don't know why Rashi changes. I'm sure there's Mefarshim here, but Rashi changes from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Maybe it's more obvious from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Rashi wants to say even from Yom Tov to Shabbos. But before we learned the Mishnah, before we learned the whole time, yeah, the Pasuk of Hachonah talks about weekday for Shabbos and not Yom Tov for Shabbos. But before we said that Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. So that means also Shabbos Yom Tov. I'm pretty sure it means both ways, but Rashi just gives you one example. The Torah wants a weekday to prepare for Shabbos and not a Yom Tov for a Shabbos. And the same thing is for Yom Tov, which is called Shabbos, as we said before. The Torah wants a weekday and not a Shabbos to prepare for Yom Tov. But anyway, so here we're talking about Shabbos. Rashi talks specifically about Shabbos. I gotta look at the Mefarshim, why Rashi says that over here. But it says, the Suda Shabbos Boi Hazmona Miyem Chol Megzeres HaKosuf. The Torah said the Shabbos meal needs to be, has to have a weekday prepared. It says, Ve'chinu Es Asher Yaviu. They have to prepare it from a weekday. So we say, generally a Friday is a weekday. Doesn't say, so therefore, a weekday prepares for Shabbos. So therefore, the egg that came from Shabbos or from Yom Tov cannot be used on Shabbos. And even though it came from Hashem, that's what Rav holds. So Rav Isle Achona de Rav, Rav goes, holds of that when it's prepared b'dei Shamayim, he holds of that Achona, he holds that's considered preparation and you're not allowed to. Rav Yochanan Lesle Achona de Rav, Rav Yochanan doesn't hold of the preparation of Rabbah. This is not preparing. Either he holds, he doesn't hold from the pasuk, or doesn't, but he doesn't hold that this would be prohibited. And the Gemara says, Kitanoi, that this two opinions of Rabbah and Rabbi Yochanan is the same as we find an argument amongst Tanoi. It says in the Braise, Nelda B'Shabbos, one opinion says, if it was late on Shabbos, toichel b'yomtiv, you should eat it on yomtiv. And if b'yomtiv, if it was late on yomtiv, toichel b'Shabbos. That's like the opinion of Rabbi Yechman, that you could eat it. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Mishum Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi disagrees. He said to him, Rabbi Lezer, Adayin he machloikis, that it's still a machloikis. And the halacha is like the silla that you're not allowed to eat it. She b'shamay emrim toichel, b'shamay taki allows you to eat it, b'silla lo emrim lo toichel. Even if it was on the yomtiv that follows Shabbos, b'silla hold you can't eat it. He goes along this tanoim. The two opinions over here is the two opinions in the Mishnah. Okay, so just like we have a machlokes of Amoraim, we also have a machlokes of Tanoim. The Gemara relates that Ushpizachne, that was the host, the Rav Ada Bar Ava, he was hosting Rav Ada Bar Ava, this rabbi. Havelei Hanach Beitzim Yomtiv L'Shabbos. He had eggs that were laid on Yomtiv, and he wanted to give them on Shabbos. Yomtiv L'Shabbos, Hayem Noldu, they were laid today on Yomtiv. He wanted to eat it the next day, Shabbos. He didn't want to eat the eggs today. He's not allowed to eat the eggs on Yomtiv. He wanted to eat the next day. What was his question? He didn't want to eat raw eggs, so he wanted to roast them on Yom Tov, and then eat them on Shabbos. Yom Tov was on Friday, and they were late on Friday, and he wants to keep the eggs to eat them on Shabbos, but he wanted to have good eggs on Shabbos. Also, lekameh, so he comes to Rabbi Bar Ava. He was his host. So he came to him, to Rabbi Bar Ava, Amalei, and he says to him, Maila dvino ho'idno v'nichlinu l'mochar. What is the halacha? Okay, he didn't want to eat it now, but can I roast it today? He wanted to roast it on Yom Tov, on Friday, and he wanted to go eat it, the roasted eggs on Shabbos. Ladvino zoktrashi litzloisom ho'idno. He wanted to roast them today on Yom Tov. And what was his question? He wanted to know mi asiri betiltul by v'emaloi. He wanted to know, am I allowed to move them today? Because since I'm not allowed to eat them today, but he wanted to move them. He wanted to roast them for the next day. Amar lei.
Isn't there a separate question preparing one day for the next day?
But here it's Yontif, and the question is, can Yontif prepare for Shabbos? Is that the Shabbos that follows? Yontif alone is Osir, and Shabbos alone is Osir for various reasons. Also, maybe because of Achana D'Rabbah too, but whether the Shabbos that follows Yontif is permissible, that we don't know. That we have a machloikis. But his question was, am I allowed to roast it on Friday, on Yom Tov? So they have it on Shabbos. He wanted to know, am I allowed to move it? He knows that you're not allowed to eat the egg on Yom Tov. But he wanted to know, can he roast them today so they can eat him on Shabbos? So apparently, he thought, for sure I'm allowed to eat him the next day. He just wanted to know if he's allowed to roast him today for tomorrow. But to eat them, he thought he was allowed to. So Rabbi Ada Bar Ava answered him, "My daitach." So what is your thought? Why do you think that you can eat him tomorrow? Do you think because you think that locha is when we have Rabbi Yechna, locha Rabbi Yechna? Since this is a disagreement between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, And Rabbi Yechonah, Lachas is like Rabbi Yechonah. Rabbi Yechonah says that you're allowed to eat it from the next day. You're allowed to eat it. He says the my daituch. He says, what is your opinion that you're asking me? Can you roast them? The pshita loch the muter the macher miu shoru. In other words, you are obvious to you that the next day you're allowed to use them because shum the kaimel on Rabbi Yechonah, Lachas Rabbi Yechonah. Because the halacha is that Rabbi and Rabbi Yechonah, halacha remains like Rabbi Yechonah. Miu betiltel ha'ida asiru. But you're thinking that even though you're allowed to eat it, but maybe you're not allowed to move him around today. Even Rabbi Yechonah allows you to eat it. He doesn't allow you to roast it on Friday for Shabbos. You can eat it raw. You can take a raw egg. But on the day itself, even Rabbi Yechonah holds that you can't eat it, and you can't move it. So that's why he's asking him, are you allowed to or not? Rabbi Yechonah allows you to eat it the next day. But while the halacha is like Rabbi Yechonah, but I'm wondering, am I allowed to move it today? So my daitach, Rabbi Yechonah, Rabbi Yechonah. So he says no. Afilu Rabbi Yechonah lekashori elu l'goyim alamachar. Even Rabbi Yechonah doesn't allow it only for you to drink up the egg on the next day. Amo b'yoyme, but during the day, loy. It's prohibited to move it around. You can't do it even the tilt. And the Gemara brings a support for this. Botanya, and this is a support that even if we're allowed to use it the next day, but on that day you're not allowed to move it. Achas beit soshineldo b'shabbos. Achas beit soshineldo b'yontif. Whether it was late on Shabbos or it was late on Yontif, you can't move it. You can't move it at all. Loi lachasis b'sakli, not to cover a vessel. So let's say you have an opening, you want to close it with the egg. And also not to lean on it, the leg of the bed. Again, we talked about it last time, but it seems a little strange how they did it. The Gemara always gives the example. They used an egg, they used the points, the two points of the egg. If you put it exactly at the right point, then the egg won't break because the mass is distributed exactly around the circle, so it doesn't push down. The egg isn't going to crack. If you put why would we use such a thing? I mean, the possibility of failure is very, very probable over here. You know, just twist the egg a drop and you crush it. But anyways. But Gemara wants to just say, as far as we're concerned here, that you're not allowed to move the egg. Besides not eating it, you're also not allowed to move it. So that's the answer that he answered him, that even if this should be permitted to eat the next day, like Rabbi Yochanan, but still you would not be allowed to move it around today. Further, the Gemara relates that Ush Pizachne, the Rav Papa. This was the host of Rav Papa. That's one version, Amri Lo. Other people say, Avu Gavra, the Osel Kavra, the Rav Papa. It's a person that came in front of Rav Papa. So whether it was his host or somebody asked him the question, Havla Hanech Beitzim, Meshabbos L'Yontif. He had these eggs that were laid on Shabbos, and he wanted to use it on Yontif. This is the other way around than before. These were laid on Shabbos, and he wants to use Yom Tov, of course on Shabbos you're not allowed to roast him, but it's Shabbos. Also the Kamei, he came before him, so he asked him the regular question, Amalei. He asked him, what is the din? Can I eat these eggs on Yom Tov? Amalei, so he told him, Zil Hoidna, go now, but tell him I'll come back tomorrow. He didn't know the answer right now. He wanted to know, can he eat it? I mean, it was Shabbos still. So he didn't need it. It wasn't an immediate answer. He can wait till the next day. So he says, leave now, come back tomorrow. Why did he do that? The Gemara says, after he had his meal, and he had some l'chaim, and he had some drinks, he didn't want to rule. You're not allowed to give a ruling when you're a little intoxicated. I guess he had at his meal, he had some wine, some liquor, whatever, some beer. The Gemara says, that Rab le'muki amoyre lovi. And the Gemara says that the Rav, he showed an example, he would not put an amoyre lovi over him. In those days, when they would, the rabbi would give a drush, so he had in front of him what's called a meturgimon, a translator. The rabbi would speak lowly and softly in front of the meturgimon. The translator would speak it out loud for the rest of the community. He spoke it loud. So he says that Rav would not put a translator, the meturgamon, by him, miyoma tovo lechavre. From one Yom Tov, after the meal, that he had the meal of Yom Tov, for the next Yom Tov, he would not answer until the next day because he had some to drink during the meal. Again, look at the Rashi. The Rav Lemuki Amoyre Lovi. The Rav Lemuki Amoyre Lovi says, Loi Hoyo Mamid Meturgiman Lefonov. He did not place a translator in front of him. Lidresh Drosha Lerabim, so that he would expound the drosh for the public, the yoyma tova lechavri, from Yom Tov to the next day, to the next one. So he says, the yoyma tova lechavri from Yom Tov to the next one, kloimar, mishaosa hayoyim Yom Tov. Once he made today Yom Tov, which is the hain lachar suda, that means he made it Yom Tov, he made a feast, he made a meal. Admocha, he didn't put down the person to give a drasha after the meal. And the reason, Mishum Shikrus, because of drunkenness. And Rashi explains Shum Shikrus, the Rav, Uyruyu Hoyemoyri B'drasha Shalom. Rav used to give halachas in his drasha, Kedamrin B'Krisus, as the Gemara says in Krisus. And V'Sheikhar, V'Shikr also Lohiris. And a drunk person is prohibited to rule. It says don't drink wine in Parsha Shemini. Then it says to instruct the Bnei Yisrael. So you mean when the rabbi is intoxicated, he's not allowed to rule, give a ruling. So he just brings you an example from Rav, that Rav would not give his drush, in which the drush would give rulings or put down the Amoira, in which the Amoira would give the drush of the Rav to present it, because he would give halachas, and he didn't want to do the halachas while he was intoxicated. So he didn't give him the answer. He wanted to know if he can eat the eggs that were laid on Shabbos, can he eat it on Yom Tov? So when it came the next day, Amarlei, he told him, turn the page to Dalet Amud Beis. So he says, Iku Hashto. Ishtaloi. Iko hashto means if I did it now, if I ruled right now, when you came to me the first time, if I had instructed you yesterday, giving the hayra while I was drunk, ishtaloi, I would have forgotten. I would have made a mistake. And I would say, shachakti v'shachakti, I would have forgotten and made a mistake. And I would say, yes, it's okay. And the reason why you would make a mistake, because usually, as we say, Rav and Rav Yochanan, the halach is like Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan allows the next day, mishum dekaimel mishar duchti. Because all other places we know the halach is that Rav and Rav Yochanan, halachic Rav Yochanan. That when you have a machloikus between Rav and Rav Yochanan, the halach is like Rav Yochanan. But he says, akshav, but now, I remember that I pushed you away. Yofe dechisicha. It was good that I pushed you off, because he remembers. Ada yem til terev in iskarti, but I remembered. So it's good I didn't tell you yesterday. What? Ba'amri loch. So yesterday I would tell you, Rav Rav Yochanan, loch Rav Yochanan. Now when there is a machloikis between Rav Rav Yochanan, the law is like Rav Yochanan. And therefore it's permissible. But Omar Rav. Rav says later on in Hamad Aleph, Hilchasa kavosi derab behanitlas. The halacha in these three cases is like Rav. Bein lekula, bein lechumra, whether he's lenient or more strict, the halacha in these three cases. What are the three cases? Rashi says, halacha kavosi derab behanitlas. Sha'omar le'inyan beit suzu m'shabes v'yomtev. One thing is that he says lechumra in this case that for Shabbos and Yontif you're not allowed to eat it the next day. Then we have further next one lekamei, and later on b'shnei yom tevim shukolus nechlak lehokil. In the two yom tevim of kolus, he's lenient that you could eat from the next day. But by the 2 day Rosh Hashanah, he was to make stringent. In all these cases, the halacha is like Rav. And therefore, he said, I would have forgotten. He would have ruled like Rav Yechon. So the bottom line is that it's osur. The halacha is like Rav. That the egg that was laid on Shabbos cannot be eaten on Yontif. Same thing, Yontif cannot be eaten on Shabbos. Okay, that's for that. Let's continue the next piece. Zog di gemore om Rabbi Yechanan. Says Rabbi Yechanan. Eitzim shenoshru min hadekel b'Shabbos. We have trees that have fallen down from the palm tree on Shabbos. A tree fell down, or branches fell down. Branches of the palm tree fell down on Shabbos. Min hadekel. Zog Rashi shenishmer b'Shabbos. It was broken on Shabbos. Apparently, if it was broken from before Shabbos, but they just fall down, it would be a different halacha that we prepared ready. Here it wasn't ready, you couldn't use it before Shabbos. And only on Shabbos you can use it. I mean, I'm talking about Rashi emphasizes min hadekel shenishmer b'Shabbos. It says so in the inside of the Gemara. Eitzim shenoshru min hadekel b'Shabbos. They will fall down on Shabbos. Rashi has min hadekel shenishma b'Shabbos. Not only did it fall down, but it was broken on Shabbos. Rashi is trying to tell you, l'cheira, that it was already broken from before. It broke on Shabbos. So he says, also la'sikim b'yontif. Can't use it in yontif. It wasn't ready on Shabbos. So he says, which yontif? The yomtiv that follows. Asur lasikim b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to use them on yomtiv. The yomtiv that follows the Shabbos. even though we have just ruled like Rav, right? We've just ruled like Rav. No, Rav doesn't allow it. But this is Rabbi Yochanan saying. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with Rav. Rabbi Yochanan said that you're not allowed to eat it the next day, that you're allowed to eat it the next day. So he says, but if it's a tree that came down from Shabbos, you're not allowed to use it in the next Shabbos. Don't challenge me from the halacha of Beitza. Zok Rashi, v'al tishiveni Beitza. Shomarti bo neil do bozeh muteres bozeh. Over there I ruled that if it was laid on Shabbos, you can use it on Yom Tov, or Yom Tov and Shabbos. But here it's also the halacha shayich lemeiser tvei. Over here, it's more applicable to make it usher by these branches that came off the palm tree. By time. What's the reason? Because Beitza Mishum de Biyoima Nazi Nami Chazyon Ligoima. The egg on Yom Tov itself is also fit. Technically, it's fit to, you can eat the egg on the raw egg on Shabbos. On my time, basically, do you have loved the asiri mishum deneldo b'Shabbos? Had you not prohibited because it was late on Shabbos, have chazia legoyme chayo, you can drink it raw. Sheyesh b'neldo legoyme kain. There's people that eat their eggs, so they gobble it up just straight from the egg. V'loy koshori lo ad lemochar. And you are not allowing it, and you're making him wait till tomorrow. So midi yode dia devasyem asura. So then you're gonna know, people are gonna know that on Shabbos itself it's awesome. If we're going to allow you to eat it the next day, Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't have a problem. Why? Because the people see I'm not allowing you to eat the egg on Shabbos. You have to wait till Yom Tov. You could technically eat that on Shabbos. It means people will remember that on Shabbos an egg is awesome if it's late on Shabbos. Ad lemochar meidi yadi. Kishoris le lemochar ve'esmer lo shoris. When you allow it the next day, and the day before you didn't allow it, so you know the Basyema Asiri. So people know that on the day it's Osur. So the fact that you're going to allow it the next day, they're not going to say, well, you can eat the egg, it's okay. Abel Eitzim, the Shabbos, but Eitzim on Shabbos, can't use it on Shabbos. Keep him to be Yamayu B'lavi Sur Muktzah Nami Lechozum. Even if it's not the Isur of Muktzah because it wasn't ready, but you can't use wood on Shabbos because you can't burn. Shemivar Neish B'Shabbos, you can't burn. Can't use a fire on Shabbos. So, Eitzim Lechozul Yomayu that are not fit for that day, E Shori Luhu Lemochar, if you are going to allow it for the next day, people are going to say, if you're going to let them use the wood, they're going to allow it to use it on Shabbos. If they came down on Shabbos, which means, if the wood came down on Yom Tov, sorry, take that back. By the egg, we worry that, by the egg, we don't have to worry anything. Because on Shabbos, you could technically eat it, we still don't allow it. So if you allow it to eat on Yom Tov, you're not going to come and say that on Yom Tov it's allowed if it was late on Yom Tov. But by the wood, you don't see that it's not allowed. Why? On Shabbos you can't use the wood. So it's not prohibited by him. If you're going to allow to use the wood the next day, people are going to say even if the wood should fall down on Yom Tov itself, they're also permitted. And the asma, why didn't they use it yesterday? Not because there is a prohibition on the day itself when it comes. Shum Shabbos u'dloichos la'asoka, it's because of Shabbos that they're not fit to be burnt. So that's why you allow them. Isharuluhu lemochar osi lemeimer, he says, im noflu bei bayoim nam isharu. People will come to say, even if it falls on Yom Tov itself, it should be permitted also. And the reason they're going to say, ve'etmos shaloi ba'arnum, if you're allowed to, if they fall in the day, how come we didn't, shum the Shabbos l'chaz la'asokei, because it was Shabbos. We can't let you use the wood even the next day, because people might make a mistake that even if the wood falls down on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, you should be able to use it. And they're going to say that the reason why we didn't use it last Shabbos, the Shabbos yesterday, was because we can't use wood on Shabbos, we can't burn the wood on Shabbos. By the egg, person is not going to think, oh, that even the egg is laid on Yom Tov, you can eat it, because he's going to see that we didn't allow you to eat it yesterday when it was laid on Shabbos, we didn't let you eat it. Even though you could eat it, but we didn't allow you. So he knows that the reason why we're allowing you now by Yom Tov to eat it is because it was born the day before, it was laid on the day before on Shabbos. That's why we allow him to get Yom Tov. And you're not going to make a mistake that even the egg is laid on Yom Tov, you should allow it. But by the wood, which is not clear, people are going to think, oh, we're using it on Yom Tov. Maybe if it falls on Yom Tov, it should be permissible as well. We're using wood on Yom Tov. If you can use it, how come we didn't use it on Shabbos? Shabbos is not a little wood because you can't burn it. That's why it's more strict. So he doesn't allow the wood to be used. It's interesting. This is a little bit exera that we discussed about before. The rabbis don't make, but this is in a specific incident. He goes along with that. It seems like exera that he... But this is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. An egg that was laid on Shabbos can be eaten on Yom Tov, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Wood that fell from the tree on Shabbos cannot be used on Yom Tov for wood. Okay, so let's go back. Amar Rav Masna, says Rav Masna. Okay, what happens is Eitzim Shenoshru Min Adekel L'Toich HaTanur B'Yom Tov. You have wood that fell right from the palm tree into the oven on Yom Tov. Of course, you're not allowed to. Wood that comes from the dekel on Yom Tov, we're not allowed to use wood that comes on Yom Tov that was Muktzah. But it fell right into the fire, into the oven, into the to the burner. He says, now it turns out, I'm not going to be able to cook on Yom Tov altogether, because now you have muktzah. Now you got muktzah wood in there. But he says, marbe aleihem eitzim mukhanim umasikam. You add ready-made wood that you could use for Yom Tov, and then you can light it all up together. So just add, I guess, more wood that is prepared. Sometimes you have a little small branch fall in. What are you going to do? So he says, add more wood and then you can do it. But he's turning around when he's going to, in the oven, he's going to move the wood around. He's moving Isur Muktzah. When you move it in the oven from corner to corner, you muktzadika wood. And the Gemara says, kibon deruba de hateter nino. Since the majority is permissible, the new wood that he put in, ki koma hapech be hateter koma hapech. So when he's turning around the wood, he's actually turning around in a permissible, because it's bottle in the rov. The rov is permissible wood, so we don't care that there is the wood of the palm tree. For Freddy Gemara, welcome a vatel isur lachatchila. But you are now, when you're adding more wood, You have an Isser there because you have the wood from the Dekel that fell down on Yom Tov, which you can't use. And now you're adding to be Mavatli Isser. The Gemara says, be Yodayim, Rashi says. I mean, you're actively, it's not that it became bottle, it's not that mixed into a little bit of a, something mixed into a kosher soup, you had a something treif, so it's bottle here. You have a part of a dekel, a tree, what can be used, and you're adding more wood. V'tanan, and we learned in a Mishnah, ein mevatlin isur lechatchila. You can't nullify, you can't over make a majority. The afal gav the isur of bottle beruva, even though that isur becomes nullified by majority, but hani mili heichad the arav mele. That's only where it's by itself got mixed in. Avu la ruvi will have a tulib yadayim. But to go ahead and make it bottle actively with your hands, that's awesome. The hochi tanam de mesechta trumas perik hay mishnah test. That's what we learned there. That what does it says over there? Tishim v'tisho. If you have 99 truma, you need 100. So if you have 99 mixed in with one kodesh, so it's not bottle yet. 99 to 1, the kodesh is still the truma. You have truma. Truma is bottle b'meya, so you need your short one. And then after the mixture of chozov and nofel, social chulin. So now you have 99, can't eat 99 saw, because you have one saw of truma. It's all gone, 99 times as much. So then you have another saw of chulin fall in there. Ah, im shoygig mutter. By accident, it's permissible. So now you got 100. But but if you did it intentionally, you threw in to elevate the truma. If you deliberately add that 100, then it's no good. So how could you put the kosher utanan? We learned in the Mishnah, mevatli yislachatchila. You can't. And the Gemara says, "Hanimili b'doy raisa." That's only by the Torah that you can't be mevatel an isur. Here, what's the isur? The isur is muktzah. Muktzah is midrabono. The wood that came down from the tree, from the dekel on Yom Tov, was not into the oven. Is midrabono. It's also because it's muktzah. Muktzah is not min haTorah. So when it come a din of the Torah, we say you can't be mevatel the iser. Avol b'drabonon kigoy muktzu d'hocha, like muktzu over here mevatlin. Then you could be mevatel. So that's why, in this case, he allows to add to it. Okay, we'll leave it over here today, and we will continue. I just wanted to finish off with what we started off by saying that they saw great miracles in the whole story about the previous Rebbe and his incarceration. And like those people that wanted to do him bad, they were forced to free him. Because the people, the local people, they wanted to keep the Rebbe in prison. It was only from the government that they forced their hand and made him free. The Rebbe says, from this we see that we are guaranteed, if we stand strong, for Yiddishkeit, wherever we have to stand, if we stand up for Yiddishkeit, and we know and we are confident that we are going to be successful, then we'll be successful. Because it really depends on our attitude. If we feel like we're weak and we're not strong and we're not sure and we hesitate, you know, then, you know, it's others pick it up and we can't be as successful. If you took the stand as the previous Rebbe, I took a stand of standing proud and with force, and at the end he overcame. So to us, we should have freedom, redemption, and only good news.